Five cranes laid eggs this spring at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in central Wisconsin, but some eggs were broken, the same thing that happened last year at Nisida. So wildlife officials decided to scoop up the two unbroken eggs. For a while, the eggs went to the International Crane Foundation at Baraboo. Then they were shipped to a wildlife refuge in Maryland that has a captive flock of cranes and supplies young cranes to the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the two eggs taken east hatched over the weekend. Spokesperson Rachel Levin says that's a huge step.
This represents the first reproduction of these reintroduced cranes in the eastern part of North America. So it's a tremendous step forward for this reintroduction project to have our second generation of whooping cranes.
Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation acknowledges the chicks were not hatched in the wild.
Basically, the two birds were from 2002. The pair that these eggs came from were from 2002. So they have been, you know, essentially on their own and wild for the past several years. You are correct, of course, in that we did sort of have to help these eggs out a little bit. We did remove them from the nest and raise them in incubators. But at least they were produced, and a part of their life was there in the wild in the nest at Nisida.
Garland says the two chicks will probably be flown back to Nisida this summer for migration training, either behind ultralight aircraft or with adult birds. Wildlife officials believe no more cranes laid eggs at Nisida this year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.